Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. We're grateful that you have joined us on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. God bless each of you. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the service of the Lord on today. Amen. Glory to God, we pray that you had a mighty move of God, a visitation, a divine visitation from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, we pray that you will bless the days. We pray that you will bless. Amen. And that you have now come back to be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Amen. For joining us here at this outreach ministry. Amen. We thank God for all the countries, every country that is joining us. We thank God for you, all of our listeners, amen, that elect to come and be with us. We just want to let you know that we thank God for you and thank you for tuning in to be with us here, amen. We realize that there are so many other things that you could be doing, amen, but you have made the sacrifice to come and join us, and we give you We give God thanks for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know, amen, Jesus, as you already know, but we, for our new listeners, to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast and that you can also get your copy. You can get your copy of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards, and you can take either one of those numbers and get a copy of tonight's broadcast or any of the broadcasts. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless his name on tonight. Amen. For truly the Lord has done us well. He's done us well. People of God, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we've got to tell him thank you. Amen. We must tell him thank you. Amen. Because with everything that's going on in the earth, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we got to tell God thank you. Amen. Glory to God, all of these decisions that are being made, that are putting, amen, human mankind in such a bad state of being, Amen. But again, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we believe the promises of God. Amen, Jesus, that he's able to keep us. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. We believe that he's able to keep us. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for, again, his keeping power, his love, his care, his concern towards us, his people on tonight. Just want to thank God tonight for all of our leaders. Amen. Every leader that's represented on this line, thanking the Lord tonight for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking God tonight, amen, for senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina, thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor, thanking the Lord as well tonight for all of our PNN advisors, amen, many serving in, glory to God, great capacity in their own ministries, but we thank the Lord that they have availed themselves to put their hand work moving. And for this, we give God thanks. And for this, we give God praise. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight. We honor the Lord tonight for his goodness, for his grace. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, we honor him. Amen. We honor him on tonight. Amen. Thank him for all of our prayer warriors, amen, each and every one, amen, the songbirds, amen, the songsters, amen, that are here, a part of this prayer news network. We just bless the Lord, amen. We just bless the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing. Truly, we can say it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, amen. Glory be to God. We do realize, people of God, that, amen, several of you have, amen, been in services on today. So we are not going to hold you long on tonight, amen. But again, we thank you. Thank you for coming, amen, in the last hour, amen, of the day, the last, amen, Jesus, the last 3 hours, amen, of the hour of a 24-hour period, amen, the last watch, amen, in this 24-hour period. Amen. We thank God that you've come to share with us on tonight. Amen. We just want to ask you, if you would, glory to God, to invite someone to come, invite someone else to come and be with you on tonight in this worship experience. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight we will be, now tonight we will be rebroadcasting, amen. We will be rebroadcasting, amen. The Lord had another plan on last night, but we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen. And it was beautiful, amen. It was beautiful, amen. Glory to God. We marveled, we just marveled at what the Lord had done, amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen, for all that he's about to do. As stated, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight, glory to God, and we are not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God, but we would that you, amen, come tonight, amen, Jesus, as we thank you on the line, amen, as we get ready, get prepared, glory to God, bring our hearts and our minds in, amen, Jesus, so that we can hear from the Lord.
The recording has started.
Distraction is serious, amen. Serious it is, amen. You can, amen, be in the midst of a room, be in a service, glory to God, and the preach word or the teach word is going forth, and then you get out, amen, and someone comes to you and begin to talk about something that was said, and people, God, you can miss it. You can miss what was actually said just like that, amen. Glory to God. So we always come, amen, to clear the airwaves, amen, that the Lord would sanctify us and sanctify our minds, amen. Glory to God. Get us ready, get us prepared to hear what the Lord will say to us. We don't want to miss anything, amen. We cannot afford to miss anything, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, glory to God, amen, let us put our minds on the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. Father, we glorify you. We glorify your name on today. We glorify you, Father, for your goodness. We glorify you on today. Thank you, Master, for how you kept us all day long. You kept our minds. You kept our hearts, Father. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. We're thanking you, oh, glory to God, for keeping our minds stayed on you. And for this, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for yet another day. Another day, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you for this day. Glory be to God and all that therein is. We thank you today. Glory to God. We thank you. Glory be to God. And yet, Father, we come on today. We're coming on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips today. We're coming thanking you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're coming on tonight. Glory to God, but we owe you a praise. We owe you a praise. And tonight we give you thanks. Tonight we give you praise. We give you, Father, the glory that's due unto your name in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for today. Thank you, glory be to God, for how you've come and you've blessed us in our services on today. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We're thanking you on today. We're thanking you. Glory to God for the word that you've spoken unto us, your people. We thank you, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. Glory to God. Help us, oh God, to not be forgetful hearers, but help us, oh God, to walk in your word. Walk, glory to God, in your divine order. Walk, glory be to God, in the way that you would have us to walk. Having us to walk, oh God, in the way of holiness, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, tonight, as we come and assemble ourselves, we're asking you tonight, glory be to God, to forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of any sin, glory to God, any unconfessed sin, any sin within our being. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, we're asking that you forgive us. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us in thy precious name, Jesus. Renew, glory be to God, a spirit that's pleasing unto you. Renew on tonight. Revive on tonight. Restore on tonight in that precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to have your way. Have your way on tonight. Move in the midst of us. Have your way on tonight, oh God. Glory to God. Move in signs and move in wonders and move in miracles on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would save, glory to God, save to the utmost, save, glory to God, as only you can. Father, we're asking that you would deliver on tonight. Deliver your people, glory to God. Deliver your people, oh God, those that are bound by addiction. Father, your hand of grace, oh, God, you're able to save. You're able to deliver. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon the will of your people. Glory to God, a will to do right. Glory to God, a mind to do right. But, Father, on tonight, we're asking you by your precious blood, Father, that's high. Glory to God. Father, to the Most High. Father, destroy the works of the enemy on tonight. The works that hold your people bound in the precious name, Jesus. Come your fire. Glory to God. Your anointing on tonight to set your people free in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking that you would do a work tonight. Do a work on tonight. But the strong arm, oh God, the spirit of addiction tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, strong arm, oh Gahaya, oh God, and bring down tonight. Bring down sickness. Bring down disease. Glory to God, every disease, oh God, that holds your people fast. But Father, by your fire tonight, by your anointing on tonight, Father, serve us tonight. Glory to God, and destroy every yoke, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move. Father, you know my Messiah. Father, you know, glory to God. Oh, God, every desire, every concern, every situation that we face in your people. Father, but by your spirit on tonight, we're asking you, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. Father, because you said you would. and have your way through these airways on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're asking you to do it yet again. Glory be to God. Cause your glory to be revealed in the midst of us. And Father, for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Oh, God, we say again on tonight, oh, God, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for strength. Breathe upon your people tonight. Breathe upon us yet again. Breathe upon us the strength, oh, God, to walk in your word, to walk, oh, God, in the way that you've ordained for each and every one of us. Give us strength on tonight. Strength to obey. Strength, glory be to God. Strength to hear you. Strength, glory be to God. Woo, God, strength on tonight. Oh, Father, strengthen your people. Strengthen the hearts on tonight. Strengthen the grieving hearts on tonight. Strengthen, glory be to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Oh, God, for many, 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 oh, God, are the afflictions of the righteous. But, Father, you promised by your word that you would deliver from every one of them. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for hearing the cries of your people. Thanking you for hearing the cries. Oh, God, the cries of the heart on tonight. The cries, glory to God, of the heavy hearts on tonight. Father, but we thank you for lifting tonight. We thank you for lifting all over the world. We're thanking you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we may not understand it all. But, Father, we're thanking you for your plan and your purpose being executed in each and every one of our lives. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. And, Father, we're thanking you for your messenger tonight. Thanking you, glory to God, for the man of God. We're asking that you would bless on tonight. We're asking, glory be to God, that you would cause your hand to move upon him, oh, God, wherever he is, Father, whatever the situation, whatever, oh, God, is facing him on tonight. Father, strengthen him on tonight. Strengthen the man of God. Strengthen the heart, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your shield. We thank you for the ring of fire. We're thanking you on tonight for your angels, oh, God, that you've given charge over each and every one of us. Father, we thank you now. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your choice anointing. And we declare, oh, God, by thy word, oh, God, that it shall not return unto you void. And, Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we say be exalted. Be exalted on this line. Be exalted in the lives of your people. Be exalted in thy precious name, Jesus. Cause, oh, God, the enemy to be scattered. Oh, God, you arise, oh, God, and cause the enemy to scatter. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your liberty. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your great love towards us, your people. Thank you for your great salvation. We thank you for moving upon the hearts of your people. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, we thank you, glory to God, for your great salvation. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. We do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to have, amen, as always, our scripture reading on tonight. Amen. By Sister Mary Hollings. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary.
I'm giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer war, and to our listeners near and far. Tonight I'll be reading the seventh chapter of Zechariah, Cross of Stone. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Chesalu. When they had sent unto the house of God Sherebiah and Regem Melech and their men to pray before the Lord. and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fear month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? And then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto me, saying, speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, fast and mourn in the fifth and seventh month, even those 7 years. Did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? And when he did eat, and when he did drink, did not ye eat for yourself and drink for yourself? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord has cried by the former prophets, that Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, in the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabit the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speaking the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, nor the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ear that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the word which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophet. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Blessing to the hills and most all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. To the hearers, amen. Glory to God. To the hearers, the doers, amen, of the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for the reading of the word on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, as we've stated, amen, we're not going to endeavor to hold you long on tonight. Amen. But we are on tonight rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus, and we're so grateful on tonight to have such a rich library of word. Amen. Rich, rich, rich library of word. Amen. That we're able to always have a word for the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Always a word for us. Amen. Always a word within the word. Amen. Because we got to hear, glory to God, not just with our audible outside ear. Amen, but we got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is saying unto us, amen. And we ask, people of God, always, amen, that you're listening attentively, amen, listening to see what the Lord is saying unto you, because the Lord is always speaking, amen. He's always speaking, amen, and we want to hear what the Lord is saying. And tonight, people of God, we are going down to, amen, Jesus, Alachua, Florida. Amen, Jesus, there is a young man down there, a prophet, amen, a man of God, amen, who don't mind declaring the word. Amen, he's a servant of the Most High. Amen, he is a prophet of God. Amen, we're so grateful, glory to God, to have him come and grace our platform. Amen, as stated, we are rebroadcasting. Glory to God. So, amen. It was a two-part series. Glory to God. So we're rebroadcasting tonight. Amen. And we'll hear, amen, Jesus, tomorrow night as well. Amen. Part two. Glory to God. But tonight, people of God, by way of Elohim Revival International, glory be to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for this man of God. We bless him, amen, Jesus, as just the other day he actually did a five-night, amen, with us, amen, a five-night revival, amen, loaded us with information, amen, Jesus, with news that you can use, amen. Glory be to God, and I don't know if you remember, amen, that you could certainly get a copy, amen, of the information that the man of God left with us, amen. Glory be to God. He is an author, amen, Jesus, and I think he's as well working on a couple of books right now, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus, for the man of God coming us to us again for from Elohim Revival International. People of God, we want you to receive tonight the prophet Virgil Postel.
God bless you, woman of God. We give God honor and praise and thanks for all that he has done and is doing in all of our lives on tonight. We just bless him and we honor his presence. We give God thanks for Chief Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Bless your intercessor for the body of Christ. We thank God for him, his works, and the mighty things that he has done in the earth. And we thank God for all of you men and women of God, great men and women of God here. And we honor the jewel of this line. We give God praise for her and her obedience, her servitude toward God. Amen. Many blessings to you, woman of God, on tonight. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to pray and get into what God is saying for the body of Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy, your power and your authority. God, we give you praise even now in the name of Jesus. God, for every listening ear, oh God, for every open heart to receive, God, we pray now, Father, that your word will be like fire to us, oh God, that it will cleanse and purify, that it will open our eyes, God, that it will lead us where we need to go. Father, we pray even now by thy name, Jesus, God, that you would bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught. God, we pray, God, even now that you would move like you never moved before. Let the glory of God ascend among your people. Let the power of God reign in the midst of your people. God, we bind sickness. We bind disease, oh God. We come against every spirit, oh God, that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, give me the strength now, Lord, to decrease that you might increase, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, be that what your people need, oh God, in this time and this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. We give God praise for those who come from near and far, those who are pastors, those who are members of my ministry as well, those who are guests. We thank God for you, and we praise God for you. I ask that you pray with me as I do the will of God on tonight. We're going to find ourselves in Jeremiah on tonight, Jeremiah chapter 1. And we're going to begin reading at verse 4. I'm going to give you all a few minutes to find it, and I'm going to try to take my time because the Lord is taking me back into a place that I once was ministered from a while ago, a prophetic word that he gave me, and he's taking me back to this particular word, this particular place. Amen. So we're going to find ourselves in Jeremiah 1, and we're going to begin at verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Selah, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Amen. I'm going to read that again, but I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version of the Scripture. Now the word of the Lord came to be saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nation. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak,
for I am only a young man. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a young man, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them or their hostile faces, for I am with you always to protect you and deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, hear me. I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations, over kingdoms, to uproot and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. I want to trouble you for a moment in just a teaching about the budding prophet and the rose bush. The budding prophet and the rose bush. After having such a busy day today, I came home and I made it to my desk chair, and I was overwhelmed with what I thought was sleep. And as my head went back, I went into a vision. And in this vision, seeing this peach rose, pink pipe color rose, big rose coming out of the earth. And as the bud of it came out of the earth, it opened up. And as that rose opened up, I came up out of that rose. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, take them back into the prophet and the budding rose. And so tonight, that's where we are going. Back into, we're going to go into the budding rose. Well, so some of you who heard it already, but we're going back into it. Amen. So the Lord began to remind me of the day I was outside in the yard, and I passed by the rose bush, one rose sitting on that bush. Didn't think nothing of it, but it was one particular rose, woman of God, that was sitting there. And I looked at the rose, and I passed by it. Got in the car, went to the store, came back, drove by the rose, and seen it again, and seen the rose. But this time, when I seen the rose, the Spirit of the Lord took me inside the rose. And when he took me inside the rose, he began to dismantle the anatomy of the rose. He began to show me the seed bed, which sits up top. And underneath that seed bed was something shaped like a tender bean. And I kept seeing and kept trying to see in the Spirit what it was. And the Lord kept asking me, do you see it? I said, no, God, I don't see it. He said, look closer. And as I began to look closer into that rose, it looked like a kidney bean even more. But the closer I got into the Spirit and looked in that rose, it was a fetus. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's the prophet in the budding rose. And so tonight I want to bring you to the place to understand how God bursts out a prophet. And he showed me this in the Spirit. He showed it to me. He showed me that bud, that knot sitting there. And he showed me how that rose on top of that rose, up under all that beauty flower, all that prettiness, as all that nectar don't went in. Right up under there is a seed bed. And there's a whole bunch of seeds inside that bed. But the Lord said, what many of us fail to see is when we look at this rose, we see a flower. But God said, in the Spirit, that is where he birthed the prophet. And as he birthed the prophet out of the budding rose into the rose of Sharon, watch this. If you go down to the stem of the rose, I don't know if many of you know about roses and flowers of God. But if you do, you cut the stem of that rose at the knot. Cut that normally at a V point and leave a little bit hanging. You're able to take that piece and put it in the ground and you start another rose. And so the Lord began to show me, he said, at that point there, when you can cut that rose and restart another rose, is where in the Spirit is the spiritual umbilical cord of God. And so he began to take me back to Jeremiah and show me in the Scripture as to how he and the prophet are working together as one. They speak what he says speak, They see what he says, see. They build, they tear down. They do as instructed. But the Lord took me back into that rose, the butt of this rose, all the way down underneath the core where the seeds lie, all the way down beneath that thing into the stem. And he began to show me how the budding process, how many budding prophets in the spirit, those seeds represent your ministry. It represents your duty. It represents what you're called to do. It represents what you're chosen for. And he showed me, he said, that when you have a budding prophet, that flower does not bloom all the way. That prophet will not produce a full-fledged ministry out of maturity. That would be a prophet that someone who will not be able to minister to the fullness of God because they develop prematurely. What do we mean by prematurely? A premature birthing in the spirit is when somebody releases you before time. It is when somebody sees a gift and forget about the submission and the servitude of the office and push you out there. This is what we call premature death for a budding prophet. It destroys their ministry before they even get an opportunity to do what they're called to do. And so as we go back down to the umbilical cord, where that stem ran into the roots, and so many of you, if you cut the stem off of a rose, that knot, and you put it in a glass of water, 9 times you got to cut it at the V, and you just cut right at that knot and put it in a glass of water, you'll begin to see roots begin to form. And so when those roots begin to form, they create another tree. They create another harvest. When you plant one rose bush off of another rose bush, even though they're identical, they have two separate responsibilities. They have two separate positions in the earth. You don't see what I'm saying? So that means that even though you see where a prophet may birth out more prophets, they have separate responsibilities. They have separate positions in the earth. But they all came from one place. And so the seed harvest of the prophet before birth needs no arrangement and has no arrangement need to be laid forward. So, in other words, when I say arrangement, there needs to be nothing done for this prophet because God now is responsible for the nourishment. And so as you understand that a budding prophet now is nourished by God, just as a mature prophet is nourished by God. That's why you find prophets that are drawn away more into prayer and intercession than they are the front scene. They're more drawn away to isolation and medication than they are the front scene because they're being filled with nutrients from God. And God now, he's not only putting in them spirit of him, but he's also giving them their marching order. He's giving them their instructions. And so the Lord told me, said, I push this seed, this human child, up through a spiritual rose stem, and I put my prophet under the seed to be, under the seed bed to be developed. So as God began to push that rose, and when God showed me that rose, woman of God, he showed me that rose coming up, and he showed me the flower expanding. And as he showed me the flower expanding, it did not disturb the fetus. It did not disturb the budding prophet. It did not disturb what God was doing up under the seed base. And God began to take me down into the stem. And he began to show me how prophets can be prickly sometimes. And he showed me how the stem of a rose is pretty on the outside and look good, but don't get too close to touch because you may get pricked. And if you get pricked too hard, you may bleed. And so God began to show me, he said, a prophet is designed that when they cut you, that you may bleed sometimes. They may prick you, that it may hurt sometimes. But the Lord showed me, he said, but when you look at a budding prophet in the midst of this seed babe, This budding prophet is knowing God, learning who God is, maturing in God and growing in God. And therefore, after this prophet has matured, then they won't stray from God. The difference between a false prophet and a prophet that's birthed out of that role properly is that a prophet that was birthed before time. There is where men go in as midwives and try to perform a cesarean on what God has ordained for him to birth out only. Y'all hear me? And so because prophets are birthed out through the loins of God and they're connected to the spiritual umbilical cord of God, this means now that they only are birthed out by God, cultivated by prophets. They can be trained by other prophets. When it comes to their growing in the spirit realm, when they become nurtured in the spirit realm, see, training and equipping and ministry is necessary. It is a requirement. But it is required that senior prophets train those who are budding prophets.
Mm-hmm.
But there are spiritual means that a prophet can only get from God. Go back to the two roses. If I separate one rose and plant it on the other side of the yard, and I separate it from that other rose, it is the responsibility of the one that has planted the seed to make sure that that rose that's on the other side of the yard is raised up and nurtured properly. And if it's not watered properly by the planter, then it will dry up and wither away. If it's not given a certain type of food, then it will dry up and wither away. As a matter of fact, if you don't give it a certain type of food, a certain type of year, then it will not produce any rosebud. As a matter of fact, my mom always tells me, she said, you need to put a little more dirt around that rose right there. You need to get a little more dirt around that rose over there. Or not that if I get a little lazy and don't want to do it, she said, that rose ain't going to produce no flowers because you ain't got no dirt around it. What am I saying? If you don't allow that which created it to nurture it, to cultivate it, to pour into it, to give it its nutrient, then ultimately you kill it. And so the Lord told me, the reason I chose the rose to push my prophet out was because of its properties. And when God spoke this to me, I said, okay, now what do you mean by its properties? So the rose is used in a number of products, and it has been used in a number of products through the years. And so when you look at a rose, you think that it's just the flower that smells good. But the rose is an antiseptic. It's an antioxidant. It's rich source of vitamin A, B3, C, D, and E. It helps to clear up depression, relaxes tension in nerves, reduces swelling of a cut.
Praise the Lord. I believe the man of God call may have dropped. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we just kind of hold the line until he's able to dial back in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. We bless the Lord. We're going to get this word out.
Amen. So the tea made from a rose, from rose petals, help in secretion of bile, bile juices, and help in proper cleansing of the gallbladder. The tea is a miracle in treating fevers and various bronchial infections, promotes blood circulation, using various eye care products, as it provides a cooling and smoothing effect to the eyes, treats various eye infections. Rose essential oil can treat ulcers, asthma, nausea, fatigue, bacterial infections of the stomach, colon, and urinary tract infections. Watch this. It helps with dehydration. It is a boon
in treating sore throat and runny nose. The office of the prophet goes in. It cleanses, it purifies, it tears down, it rebuilds, it restructures, it does everything that the budding rose benefits of. Everything that a rose does on the natural side, a prophet does on the spiritual side. Mm. And so when we look at it, God began to show me, he said, this is why I chose the rose. It's because a prophet doesn't just go in and tear up everything, but they put stuff back together and make sure the blood flows in the body of Christ like it should. And make sure that there is a functionality in the body of Christ like it's supposed to be. When that rose blooms, watch this. He said, I push my seed into the petals. So no longer a budding prophet, but a blooming prophet, with seed that must be deposited in the earth. And the Lord began to show me, he said, as that prophet buzzed, it buzzed with an assignment. Well, then I remember I took a rose. I can confess it now. The leaves had been fell off of it, and they had that big old knot sitting up there. Nobody was looking. I wanted to know what was the big idea and where the seeds come from. I wasn't being watched by my mama, but I'm telling on myself now. So I took that knot off of that woman of God, and I got me a little knife, and I split it open. And as I split it open, you could see all these white seeds sitting inside of this little knot. And I began to say, well, wait a minute. It costs you $13, $14 to order these seeds online. If you ain't careful where you get them from. Well, all I got to do is cut this knot off of that and bust this thing open and pick these seeds out. And when the Lord took me back to that day, and he showed me, he said, that's what I'm trying to show you. That even before the prophet becomes pregnant with the assignment is already there. And they never receive the assignment until they mature and they're pushed up through the knot of that rose into the petals of that flower. And that assignment goes into their spiritual womb. And once it goes into the womb, the prophet now matures. And when they open their mouth, it is God opening their mouth. So it don't matter now, after that prophet matures, you can push at them when they're budding. But once they mature and that prophet opens their mouth, it's God speaking now. Sons of the prophet, in the school of the prophet, seeds can range from as low as many as 160. That means that many prophets, this is what we have split in the Bible, the minor and the major prophets, but they're all prophets. And where they're minor and major because of the works, because of the books they have. But when you look at it, in the spirit, God said that they are minor and major based upon the seed, based upon what they have in an assignment, their digital footprint in the earth, what they're called to impact, what they're called to do. Now, the Lord would say that many of these prophets have to be concerned with their budding with spiritual infections. Now, infections doesn't come from the root now, because you got to remember now that the root stock, that is connected to the spiritual and biblical court of God, where the nutrient is. So it goes up through the stem, into the vein, and feeds that budding prophet and goes all the way up through that flower. So it doesn't come from God. So the infection comes from what? Toxic leaders trained by having mildew on their souls. These are leaders who are not equipped. And I don't care how well you speak in tongues and how anointed you are, if you're not called to be a prophet and you're not chosen to be a prophet, it's going to be very hard for you if you're not prophetic to burst out a prophet. If you don't walk in the office of a prophet, it's going to be very hard for you. As a matter of fact, I can tell one you now, you're going to clash. You're going to clash because when God showed them something, they're going to tell you and you ain't going to like it, he's going to pick against you, he's going to kiss the devil. So if you have a prophet in your midst, and they are there, let them speak. Unless you know they're tainted, then you let them be silent. And so when leaders have mildew on their soul, when they're not living or not operating in the function that they're called to, or not behaving in the character that God has chosen to, now these toxic deposits fall right between the seedbed, past the membrane, into the core, affecting the mind, nature, and natural affections, causing tainted seeds as they are raised up. So even though that these prophets are budding, when they're being poured into by toxicity, being fed by toxicity, all of this stuff goes past the seed bed. They don't mess up their ministry for what their assignment is, but what it does, it messes their womb up so that when the seeds hit their womb, they mess up, they release tainted messages. They release words before time. They do things out of order, out of character, out of the natural and natural affections of God. They have their conscience of seeing with a hot eye. You can't tell them that they're wrong because they feel like they already know. So instead of having a mindful prophet, you have Baal's prophet who has what? Created in nature of God himself, tainted by impure hands. So the prophet is created in nature by God himself, but becomes Baal of Baalistic when it's tainted by natural hands. What I mean by natural hands? It is when you are not anointed to birth a prophet out, and you try to birth one out. Let's go back. Look at Mephibosheth. The maiden was trying to help him escape, but she dropped him, and she made him crippled. So this question, if we use that, we understand that everybody's not equipped to carry your anointing. Everybody's not equipped to catch you in the spirit. There are some people who are ordained, to sabotage your destiny. Split open before time, causing a microcosm. The vein detaches from its host, and the bacteria grows into the ministry of this prophet. Fungus and demonic pus begins to spill over into now the ministry of their seed, sons and daughters. So as they raise up sons and daughters, they burst out after their own kind. They release after their own kind. And it's not until the petals fall off of the bud that which has been lying in wait, in the wider the bud now, if the bud does not pursue, the embryo has a disconnect from the sower. So if you have roses on the bush, I know many of you bought roses for your wives, and many of you ladies have seen roses in the store and received roses, and most of them be bloom real well, but then you have a couple on there that look like they got stagnant. They look like they got stuck. They look like they got somewhere caught between the mystery and the revelation. And so when you have prophets who do not go all the way, they disconnected from the source. And the source is Jesus. Now the petals either dry off and die, or they fall by a strong wind. By this we know that if they dry off, it means that the embryo has taken in all the nutrients, and its womb is prepared to take within itself its assignment. So if a wind comes by and blow them off, what does that mean? That's going to be a weak brother. But if a strong wind comes, or if perfectly good petals fall off, it means the embryo will be a aborter, a promise and assignment. It will struggle to complete assignments because of the lack of spiritual nutrients. There's that disconnect. But when the bud has matured, the seed step inside what was a budding prophet and becomes part of it. As that prophet begins to minister and goes forward, those seeds inside of their lungs, those seeds begin to push up out of that prophet And anyone that's assigned to that prophet, and anyone that is put in position to receive from that prophet, when those seeds push up out of that prophet, deposits are made into their hearing. Elijah and Elisha. Elijah walked by. Remember, keep going. Elisha, plowing in the field, stopped in his tracks. When a prophet comes by your presence, something should shift in your life. Something should change in your life. I remember prophet said this one day. He said, you don't have to wait until altar calls to make a withdrawal from a prophet. But you can make a withdrawal right now. A prophet don't necessarily have to always lay a hand on you for you to receive. But all you got to do is be desperate enough to pull, and you'll get what you need. Prophets are called to intercession, called to be seen, not called to be in the public all the time, but not called to be in front of your stage, in front of your cameras. Prophets are called to pray. They're called to go inside the chamber. And just like God told us Saturday before last, they're called to be in a place that God can tabernacle with me. And so God calls all his prophets to a place of prayer and intercession. You can't tell me that you're a prophet and you don't meditate on God. You can't tell me you're a prophet and you go live all the time and post everything God tells you. Where is the mystery of the kingdom, and when do you keep some of that stuff hidden? We release things before time. There is a thing called decorum in the spirit, where we hold the things, the treasures of God, safe and secure inside of us. Well, we only release what God can release when it's right time. In other words, to release a word outside of this time, it can cause sudden destruction upon those who hear it. Prophet now leads you to where you need to go. Without there being a prophet in your life, as Dr. Matthew Stevenson said, then there'll be no future. They are the ones that bring you to your now. They bring you out of and into so that you can make it to where God has called you. Prophets are not church prophets. So to all you that say you're a house prophet, you're a house liar. Prophet is here tonight. So this means now that you can't label a prophet a house prophet. Amen? It's like telling somebody they're a house slave. And slavery is over with. A house prophet, you mean that they belong to the house. But in Jeremiah 1 and 5, the prophet belongs to God. They eat, sleep, and breathe the air of God. And they live a life that is consecrated unto God. You may not like what they do when they say, well, I'm praying. I'm an intercessor. Let them pray. Because without them, you won't see it. We must come out of these stigmas, telling ourselves that prophets belong to this particular body of people and that particular body of people. Once again, we go back to Jeremiah 1 and 5. They belong to God. And if we look at the text, God calls them, called a prophet to go to the nations. I used to believe a while ago that, oh, they called to the church. But the Bible told me in the book of Corinthians that prophecy edifies the body of Christ. But the office of the prophet is not even in there where it says, and when it talks about gifts, when he starts telling the church that all men should desire to prophesy and what prophecy is designed for. When it talks about the office, it tells us the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the pillars. But when we go into what a prophet's assignment is, they go before kings and queens, leaders and dictators. They change the outcomes of nations. They change the outcomes of war. Prophets sit on the front lines of battles for years. They were there when many of the battles took place years before. Spoke them into existence. The boy spoke to the man of God and told him, go in your pursuit. He said, I'll go if you go with me. And then she said, surely I'll go with you. But know that this day that your victory has been given over to a woman. Then we get to the book of Kings, and the prophet told the king, he said, take out those arrows and beat them on the ground. He should have beat them 3 or 4 times, the prophet told him. Should have beat them 7, 8, 9 times. The prophet stood on the precipice of brain of guiding leaders through battles, guiding leaders through wars, guiding leaders through not just wars, but spiritual battles, spiritual wars. And this is the time of the prophetic voice from God. This is the moment in our life, saints, where the spirit of prophecy is among us like never before, because we're going through dark days. Through what I promise. But if you get one thing down, understand that that prophet must mature. Got to be mature. You cannot disconnect that prophet from that seed bed. You cannot disconnect it from the source, which is God. That prophet must go through and come out of that bed. And those petals have got to stay there until they dry up for all the nutrients. Have been sucked, so there's nothing of beauty left. That's when you know that a budding prophet has got assignment from God. That's when you know when a budding prophet has been released to go, when the rose no longer looks like a rose and is dried up. Y'all know what I mean? Those anniversary roses y'all still got in that album that y'all been holding for 20 years ago. Roses so crispy, they like potato chips. That's what I mean. When all the nutrients is gone, when there's no more light into the flower, then they can no longer hold the prophet. The assignment begins for your grace and your spirit on tonight, your power and your authority, your presence. We bless you for your glory, O God, for who you are and who we are in you. We thank you for allowing us to be your sons and your daughters, your servants, your children. We give you praise, God Jesus, for the glory and for the power that you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone on this line tonight that would like to give their life to Christ? Anyone tonight would like to give their life to Christ? Press 5-6 if you want to give your life to Christ on tonight. Open the doors for you to yield your life over to Christ, that you can be used. Maybe you're a prophet and you know it, and you're tired of running. You're tired of playing the game. And you're ready to give your life over to the will of God. You're ready to yield your life into the will of God, back into his purpose and his presence. You're ready to give everything of you back into God. If that is you on tonight, press 5-6 and come on up. The man of God, I'm ready to turn it over. I'm tired of fighting and wrestling. I'm ready to give my life over to Christ. We offer Christ unto you, Christ to you tonight, that you may yield your life over to him. Choose him to be your Savior, your Lord, and Savior. I'm going to give you a few minutes.
No one is on the platform, man of God. No one is on the platform on tonight.
Amen. Amen. We open up the opportunity for those who would like prayer on tonight. If you like prayer, maybe you're a prophet and you need direction. You need help. You need guidance. Amen. Maybe you're just somebody that needs prayer. We open the floor up to you. We open it up. You need to get prayer on tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Press 5-6. 5-6 on tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We give our thanks tonight for the word. Amen. No one was over on the platform on tonight. Amen. But we're just going to ask Minister Emmanuel, if you will, have our corporate prayer on tonight. Amen. If no one else is coming over. Amen. We don't see anybody on the platform. So if you can do our corporate prayer for tonight. Looks like your phone is on mute.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, everybody. Amen. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the Lord teaching us, helping us to find our place in God. Amen. And we got to be led of God, amen, to know, for the Lord knows them that are his. Amen. So we're going to ask that you put your minds on the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for being God. We just thank you for this night. We thank you for your word that we have heard. Father God, we pray that your word will take root into our hearts. Oh, God, help us to apply your word to our hearts. Help us to live by your word each and every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, teach us thy word. Teach us thy statutes. Write your word upon the table of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, even as David said, hide thy word in our heart that we may not sin against thee. Oh, God, order our steps in your word. We know that you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Oh, God, we pray tonight that you will order our steps. Father God, as many as you have called, God, you have equipped them to do your will. Oh, God, help us to do thy will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach us, oh, God, even how to do your will. Father God, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge, God. Give us understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. You say your people had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Well, God, we pray for knowledge tonight. We pray, oh, God, for your perfect will, God, to be made manifested in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't want to just go on our own. But, God, we want to know that you sent us. We want to know that you called us and you ordained us, even for a time such as this. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you said we should be witnesses unto you. Oh, God, you said go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in, that your house may be filled. Oh, God, when you saved us, you called us to be a witness. But God, teach us how to be effective witness. Oh, God, teach us how to witness, God. Teach us how to go in and out before your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in the book of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to him freely, God, and you don't hold back from us, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help us, oh God, to study thy word, to show thyself, God, or workmen rightly dividing the word, oh God, not being ashamed, help us to be studying your word, help us to be doers of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, plant your word down in our heart, your word down in us, God. Oh, God, help us to breathe your word. Help us to live your word. Help us to become your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you, able Father. Well, we are living epistles. We're read of all men, God. Oh, God, people are reading our lives. Oh, God, we don't even have to open up our mouths. But people are reading our lives. Help us to be that example, oh, God. Help us to be that example through word, deed, and conversation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able tonight. Oh, God, bless us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to fulfill your will. Oh, God, we want to be effective in ministry. Oh, God, help us, anoint us, God, with our free spirit. Lay your hand upon us, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, bless this prayer. Lord, bless each and every one. Oh, God, on this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, bless your people, God, near and far. Oh, God, state to state, country to country, nation to nation. Oh, God, bless your people, God. Empower us tonight. Oh, God, equip us tonight. Give us what we need, oh, God, on this journey. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our Shemin, our Redeemer. If any be sick tonight, let them be healed. If any be afflicted, God, let them pray. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that you encourage hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will raise up the sick, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will heal bodies tonight. Most of all, save the souls of men, God.
Save souls everywhere, such as should be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let the word of God go out. Let it be preached in all the earth and all the world for a witness against them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we love you. We thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you praise. This night, oh God, even forevermore, we say thank you. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight for the word. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Even as the man of God said, amen, as we find our places in him. Amen, Jesus. We want you to come back tomorrow night. Amen. This is the second part of the series. Glory to God. So do come back tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. And hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you, people of God. Each and every one of you that have come out to be with us on tonight, we bless God for you. We pray on tonight, amen, that you were able, that you heard something. Amen, Jesus, that you heard the word. You heard the voice of the Lord in the word coming through his messenger on tonight. Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, pre-adventure, you forgot something, amen, or you missed something, or you weren't quite clear, amen, Jesus, you can certainly get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. We will provide you with two numbers whereby you can text, and we will send you the actual link to the broadcast. Amen. Once you get that link, people of God, we always ask that you don't just hold it to yourselves, but please, ma'am, please, sir, send it to someone else. Send it to someone else so that they can be blessed. Whomever the Lord rests upon your heart, whenever he rests them upon your heart, people of God, definitely, 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 amen, send them a copy. Amen. The first number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us as well. Text us, amen, via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I tell you, people of God, amen. The Lord just, amen, brought something to my attention. Amen. And I want to share that with you. Now, listen, people of God, we hope, amen, that you've, amen, from the instructions, amen, that you have filled up your car, that you have filled up your car, amen, with gas, amen. And people of God, as you go in and out from wherever you're going, amen, always top your car back off. If you notice already, the gas prices have started going up, amen. Glory to God, and we know that this is already a result of the war, amen, between Russia and Ukraine, with Russia being one of the world's leading suppliers of gas and oil. So with that, amen, Jesus, that supply has been cut off. So here goes the gas prices going up. So you don't want to be caught. You don't want to be caught riding around with your car on empty. You don't really want to be caught with your car riding around half full. Keep your car full. Amen. If you go somewhere before you get back in, top your car back off with gas. Amen. Glory be to God. Whether, amen, when you get ready to top it off, you'll find to your advantage. Amen. You may have at most to pay, what, $10, $12 at the gas pump because we've acquired wisdom. Amen, Jesus, and we don't want to be caught, amen, in some of the larger metropolitan cities, amen, gas is, amen, people are just, amen, outraged at the gas pump, amen, long, long, long lines, amen, and because of the demand, the gas is continuing to go up, amen. But keep an eye out on the news to see what's going on. People of God, listen, we are indirectly, amen, listen, we are indirectly involved in all of this, amen, but we want to pray. Let us continue to pray, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Let us continue to pray. Now, listen, as I was just sitting here, the Lord just brought before me, amen, glory be to God, it would be wise, because we know that if there are any cyber attacks, if there are any cyber attacks, glory be to God, we know that the internet will be shut down. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We don't know by how long it's going to be shut down. Amen, Jesus. But definitely, 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 listen, the Lord has just brought before me to say to you, amen, write down pertinent numbers. You know, nobody remembers numbers anymore. It's almost a thing of the past. Amen. But if you would, people of God, go in your phone and write down those pertinent numbers, those important numbers that you might, amen, be needing in the event there's a cyber attack and you need to get in contact with someone. Amen, Jesus. We've gotten so lazy. Sometimes just going in, clicking on their names, amen, not even realizing, glory to God, that we don't have their numbers memorized. But listen, somewhere, somewhere in your safe place, go into your phone and write down those numbers that you frequently call or those important numbers. Go in and write those numbers down somewhere. Amen. Some of you might be able to go in and print out your contact log. Amen. If you can, that would be great as well. Amen. But definitely go in, people of God, write down your pertinent numbers. Lord, just, amen, drop that before me, right, amen, after the prayer. So go in and write down those pertinent numbers so that you will have a copy of those numbers. Amen. Glory be to God. And as, amen, our prophet S.D. James, so much that we're seeing now, the man of God has already prophesied it to us. Amen. And a lot of things that are getting ready to happen, getting ready to transpire out of all of this. So people of God, listen, do make preparations. Make preparations. Amen. If you've not started stocking your food, you want to do that. Amen. Because there's a lot of food. There's a lot of shelves. Amen. If you go into the grocery stores, there are a lot of shelves that are empty. And if they're not empty, amen, they're near empty. Amen. On certain products. So don't forget to stock your food. Don't forget to go into your phone and write down those important numbers, those frequent numbers. Go ahead and write those in. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It would be wise. It would be wise, amen, as the man of God has said, that if you would have a landline, in the event there's a cyber attack, amen, Jesus, our cell phones, glory to God. Listen, people of God, we're not going to be able to, amen, access anybody if there's a cyber attack. So if you can, if you do have a landline, that is awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. These are just a little tidbit of what we need. Amen. For survival. Amen. Jesus, people of God, we're going to need all of this and then some. Glory to God. Perhaps at some point I can, amen, locate the list. Amen. The list of preparations. Amen, in time of destruction, amen. Prayerfully, I can locate that list so that we can relay that to you so that you can be prepared, amen, so that you too can be prepared, amen. Glory to God. But we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We're thanking him, amen, Jesus, for the word on tonight, thanking him for Prophet Virgil, thanking him tonight, amen, Jesus, for Sister Mary, amen, for you, Minister Emmanuel, we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. And for you, people of God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Listen, people of God, we want to invite you to come back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and let us hear what thus saith the Lord. Don't forget, amen, to get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Just want to feel the line on tonight. Father, we give you thanks and praise again. We bless you, Father, for your word. Thank you for all that you've done. Amen. We're thanking you tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We're asking that you will cover us and keep us, shield us and protect us, Father. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bring us back at the appointed time. Father, you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And for this, we thank you, we praise you. We honor and glorify you for all of these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. In every heart tonight, to amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Again, that concludes our broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.